Hello, friend. This is John Brewer with Foundational Journey Institute, and I want to welcome you to the fifth action of the seven actions to a new and happier you. I want to honor you and congratulate you for making it this far. Now, if you've been taking the steps and the actions that have been talked about in the previous four, you're going to start noticing some changes in your life. They're not going to be huge ones, but they're still going to be small incremental changes, and that's the best thing for you. If you haven't been seeing those changes, don't get discouraged because, like I said in the introduction, it's going to take some time, but you will see change. Today, we're going to talk about the action number five, which is self-reflecting in solitude. Now, what does that mean? Self-reflection, well, let's talk about solitude first. A lot of people feel uncomfortable when it comes to being by themselves. In fact, if they don't have chaos around them, noise, and people, cars, stuff to that effect, it can be very disconcerting, especially if you've lived in that type of an environment and then all of a sudden you find yourself alone. It can be quite overwhelming, but it's not something to be afraid of. It's actually quite the opposite. Through solitude, you can actually block out all of the normal daily intrusions and reflect on what you really want in life. In fact, most of the great scholars in personal development and self-mastery have said that reflecting and meditating daily, at least a minimum of 10 minutes, is one of the greatest habits that you could create. It allows you to think more calmly and clearly when you're in solitude. And then finally, when you have solitude and you combine it with self-reflection, it becomes a powerful, powerful empowerment tool in your tool belt as you seek to become happier and more alive. Let me kind of take this tool here. I'm going to kind of deviate a little bit and talk about tools. That's one of the things that I've come to learn in self-mastery is there are tools that we use to destroy ourselves. And there are tools that we use to build ourselves. Negative self-talk is a tool that we use to destroy ourselves. Positive self-talk is a tool that we use to build ourselves. Both of those are known as declarations. You may have heard of that before, and I've got a training on it that goes in and talks about how to use declarations to build yourself up. And so, as you develop and learn these actions, they become tools in your tool belt to build you to be the kind of person that you want to be. And you can do it as soon as right now. And so as you're self-reflecting, there's a series of questions that you can go through to help you determine or basically answer these questions, and it helps you give clarity and direction. First one is why are you seeking to start anew? All right. Second, what three major changes must you make to start? Number three is how have my past mistakes made me stronger and wiser? Don't be afraid to sit down and really study out your mistakes. You may be triggered. You might have emotion tied to those mistakes, shame, anger, fear, loss. That's okay. Because in that, as you process those emotions, you actually find the lessons that are needed to become better. What habits do you need to change or overcome in order to change? We have negative habits and we have positive habits. Same thing with the self-talk, negative and positive. The negative habits you need to let go. The positive habits you need to build up. What are the biggest obstacles for you right now? Some people would say money. Some people would say opportunity. One thing that I would warn you about is be careful in saying those obstacles are an excuse. And that actually came out wrong. Using the obstacles as an excuse not to move forward. It's okay to acknowledge the obstacles. For myself, I have an offline business that I'm a freelance IT technician in my offline business as well. I have two businesses, this one and the offline business. And for the longest time, I was always saying that I didn't have any time. And I was always saying that. But as time went along, I looked at my time and said, okay, I don't have any time. Well, everybody has 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What am I putting in my time that's taking it all up? Is there anything in there that I could remove and then set the things I want in the place? You control your time. And so that was one of my biggest obstacles. And I had to stop using it as an excuse to move forward in my life. The same thing applies to you. It could be money, it could be time, it could be health. Now, some obstacles may not be able to be overcome. You're the only one that can decide that. And so figure out what your obstacles are right now. And then, are you committed to changing and persevering when things get tough? I've actually started an exercise regimen 4 or 5 times. And it always gets to a certain point that it's difficult. And I'll admit, I quit. I stopped doing it because I wasn't committed to changing. And I was always frustrated with it. And in fact, I saw a video the other day. I can't remember the gentleman's name. And he was asked a question by a young man. How do I achieve this goal? And the mentor, we'll call him, he asked him, why do you want that goal? When you can dial in the why for the goal and make it emotional and powerful, the how won't matter. And so when I ask if you're committed to changing and persevering, do you understand the why behind your change? Go back to first question, why am I seeking to start anew? Once you know that, then you can actually move forward. The bottom line of self-reflection in solitude is that's a powerful combination to make the most of when you're on the journey to change. Because when you reflect, you can actually look back at the actions that you've taken, verify that you've succeeded, and then make any changes that need to be changed. You want to make it a regular part of your daily routine. Now, I want to give you some proper expectations of these action steps. You're going to choose one of these actions and you're going to start implementing it today or tomorrow if you're reading this late at night. Just taking action is an action in and of itself, okay? Small gradual changes will be seen within the week. You're probably going to notice that first time you may actually stumble. You may make a mistake. Don't worry about it. The whole point is to step into the alter ego, step into who you want to be. Dramatic changes are going to be seen within 60 days. The mindset of the new you will have become automatic within those 60 days. Patience is your number one ally. Consistency is your number two ally. It took you however many years old you are to get into the situation that you're in. Change is going to take time and effort. Now, if you're wanting to unlock your personal transformation to the new you, and you want to take that to your new level, to the next level, remember that going to foundationaljourneyinstitute.com, unlocking-personal-transformation, you're going to actually get access to the ebook that I created on how to unlock a better personal transformation, embracing the change to shape your future. And I really would love you to take advantage of that, because in it, you're going to have some habits that are going to help you unlock a better personal transformation. And there's going to be tips in there to help you even do more. And I want to thank you and honor you for going through this video, and see you in the next one.